We are joined on the line by Maulana Ibrahim Abam. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners.
How is Maulana doing this morning?
Alhamdulillah, Allah has been kind. May Allah always keep his afiyat and his goodness and his protection Ameen. Over us. For without that, we would not be able to even breathe one particular breath.
That is so true, that we continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us safe and grant us afiyah. Maulana, this week on the program we are speaking about kindness and mercy, the attributes of reformation.
Yes, there is no doubt whatsoever. Among the attributes that has been emphasized in our Sharia, there is one of the most emphasized attribute is that of mercy and kindness. And amongst its many benefits and amongst its many attributes and amongst its many consequences is that it brings about happiness, it brings about a great amount of good to people, and also it is a most essential attribute if you want to reform someone else. If you want to bring about a change in someone, whether it be your child, whether it be the spouse, whether it be the broader ummah, whether it be as a teacher, whether it be as a spouse, whether it be as a parent, whether it be as a religious scholar, then the best way to do it is through the means of kindness and compassion.
That's so true, Maulana. And if we look into the Quran as well, the instruction that has been given to the believers that even when you call someone towards Islam, it should be done with wisdom and it should be done with kind advice in a softer manner.
Yes, there's no doubt whatsoever, yes. And I suppose, Mona, we all know one of the most emphasized qualities in our Sharia, one that perhaps defines the moral character of a person, is based on kindness. People are most likely to make judgments on the conduct of a person based on the finding or absence of this quality. It defines the moral character of a person. So if you want to look at a person and say, right, how is he? You look at him being kind or otherwise. If he's kind, you look upon him as kind. If he's not kind, you say, no, man, there's something wrong with this person. He does not have the best of, the best of akhlaq. Yesterday, one great alim who came visiting said that one of the du'as that we must make constantly make du'a is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min su'il akhlaq. Oh Allah, we seek protection from you for bad character. So kindness, mercy and compassion can be defined as a quality or state of being of sympathetic or helpful nature, warm-hearted, the state of being kind and the state of being compassionate. Now, I don't know how to explain this most beautiful type of quality, other than to say, let me give you one very beautiful example, Maulana, is that we have one type of hadith in our collections known as Musalsal. Right? So Musalsal is a hadith that over the centuries shares a common attribute. Musalsal. Something that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did when he related the hadith. And throughout the centuries, the hadith scholars did the same thing. Right? So that is known as Musalsal. A hadith and a narration that shared a common attribute. To give you an example, there is one hadith known as Musalsal Bilma'i wa Tamar. A hadith that shared the attribute that when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam related that statement in that gathering, he gave out water and khajur, water and dates. So the hadith scholars, that when they narrate that hadith, they do the same thing. They put hadith, they put water and khajur, and they give it out because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it when he related that statement. So it shared that common attribute. Let me give you another example. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu said that when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught me at-tahiyyat, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put his hand on my side as I was sitting, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Abdullah, read after me, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught him that at-tahiyat in that manner. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to do the same thing, and many hadith scholars, they do the same thing. So a hadith that shares a common attribute is known as musalsal. It has been going on for centuries. In that particular line of musalsalat, there is one known as musalsal bil awwaliyat, continuously first. The first hadith that an ustad taught his students. The first hadith that an ustad taught his students. I was in Lusaka when Mufti Taqi Usmani gave the Bukhari khatam. And before he gave the Bukhari khatam, he said, "This is the first time I'm teaching this group of students. First time I'm teaching this group of students who, for whom he was making. So therefore, let me do the musalsal bi awwaliyat. Let me read to you the first hadith that normally in our tradition, the ustad used to teach it to his students. Right? And so whenever a teacher of hadith starts a new class, anywhere in the Muslim world, he begins with this hadith. Right? This practice continues in many Islamic darul ulooms and traditional institutions. And I just gave you an example that I was there when Mufti Taqi Usmani gave this first hadith. And you know what is that musalsal bi awwaliyat in our tradition? The first hadith that the hadith scholar taught to its students. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. Irhamu man fil ard yarhamukum man fis sama. Wallahi, it is just appropriate that this ummah chooses this hadith and the hadith scholars chooses this hadith to be the first hadith they teach to its students. Ar-Rahimun, those who have mercy will receive the mercy of the most merciful. Those who are merciful will receive mercy from the most merciful Allah. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. Have mercy on those who are on earth, and the one whose nur and his blessings is in the heavens will have mercy upon you. Subhanallah. This is known as musalsal bi awwaliyat, the hadith which has a common attribute of being the first hadith that was taught by the hadith scholar to its students. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. It emphasizes the point that how important it is as a believer, as a human being, to be kind towards other people, to have mercy on other people. This is the attribute that we need to learn to practice to have, being kind and being merciful to others.
Definitely. There is no doubt whatsoever. This is the most. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, Ya Aisha, inna allaha rafiq yuhibbu al-rifq wa yu'ti min al-rifq ma la yu'ti min al-unf. Aw kama qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Aisha, Allah is gentle. And he loves gentleness. Subhanallah. You know, this is something that is so, so beautiful. Allah is gentle. Allah Ta'ala loves gentleness. And he gives for gentleness which he does not give for anything else. He gives that consequences for gentleness and kindness and compassion, which he does not give for anything else. Huh? There is no doubt with regard to it. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes goodness for, whenever Allah ta'ala wishes goodness for a home, إِذَا أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِ بَيْتٍ خَيْرًا أَدَخَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّفْقِ. Whenever Allah Ta'ala wishes goodness for a home, Allah Ta'ala introduces kindness and compassion in that home. If you want to gauge, and if you want to know how is Allah Ta'ala's giving barakah to your house or not, then always bear this in mind and see how do the people of the house speak to one another. If they are speaking with kindness and compassion, then know that that particular house is one, according to the hadith, إِذَا أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِ بَيْتٍ خَيْرٍ. Whenever Allah Ta'ala wishes good to a house, then Allah Ta'ala introduces kindness to that house. Allah Ta'ala brings and enters kindness into that house. Then if the conduct of the people of the house is based on kindness and compassion, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought goodness and khair to that house. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Well, in terms of interaction, we always love to hear from the listeners on this program. What type of interaction should they be sending through?
Well, what I would like to do is, I mean, we can speak on kindness, but I also want to, I just hope I'll be able to do it today, otherwise we'll take, how there are different types of kindness. How can you show kindness to other people? So I think that is something that we have to do, and inshallah we can see how we can do it, inshallah.
Inshallah. Send through your messages, 072-786-1548. That is our WhatsApp number. Our engineer is also standing by to take your calls on 011-854-1548. This week we are speaking about kindness and mercy, the attributes of reformation, that kindness is more than just being nice. It's going beyond that, thinking about the other person's situation, being friendly, generous, considerate. All of this is part of kindness and being merciful, Molana.
Yes, and there's no doubt whatsoever. There are different ways. I mean, as I said, how do you do, you know, one of the things that our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is my one particular type of thing that I feel that is said. You know, if you look at Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, and you look at, see that what was the life of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what was the best thing that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, among the things that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, and how would you define Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And if you look at the studying the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one thing that came out most, people would always say that, what was it? It was kindness, compassion, merciful. That was the overriding attribute of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala had also made mention of it. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَوْمِ It is Allah's rahmat that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was kind. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكِ If he was harsh, he was vulgar, people would not have surrounded him as they surrounded him because he was kind and compassionate. It tells you a general rule. It tells you a general type of a general type of principle. What is that principle? If you are going to be kind and compassionate, people will love you. If you are going to be harsh and vulgar, people will not love you. If you are going to be kind and compassionate, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ You're going to bring people together. If you are not going to be kind and compassionate, you're going to break a family. Those who are at the head of the household, the father, the son, or the husband, must bear this in mind. If they are going to be kind and compassionate, they will keep the home together. They will keep the marriage together. Those who are at the helm of affairs in the community, the imam of a masjid, if he is kind and compassionate and considerate and tolerant, he will keep the community together. He will keep the town together. But if he is harsh, if he is vulgar, if he is not compassionate, if he is not kind, then what's going to happen by the principle mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, he's going to break a community. He's going to break the entire town. He's going to break a family. He will not be able to keep the town together, the family together, the household together, the extended family together. If you are going to be harsh, how people say, I'll just tell a person how I want to. I'll go and tell you, what you're going to do, you're going to break the family ties. But if you are kind, considerate, compassionate, you bring people together, people love you, and that is the way to go. That is our beloved Nabi Karim. He held people together by his kindness and compassion. What a remarkable attributes of our beloved Nabi Karim. I find it sometimes a traversity of justice. What ushayi fi ghairi mahallihi zulmun. One of the definitions of zulm and oppression and injustice is to take a thing out of its proper place. So put a thing out of its proper place is zulm. And this is zulm in my eyes, that today people look at piety, that a person must be harsh, he mustn't smile, he mustn't be tolerant, he mustn't be kind, he mustn't be compassionate, he must be vulgar. We say he is very pious. What piety? Are you more pious than Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? When Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's overriding characteristics were done of kindness and compassion, are you more pious than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we'd make this particular type of, you know, this particular type of definition of piety, a person must be harsh and, you know, he must be vulgar and he must swear and he must abuse and call people name and he must label people and he mustn't smile. What type of piety is that? There is no piety in it.
Yeah, it's a sad situation. that we find ourselves in, that sometimes we feel that is the way to go, that is the way to reform people, that is the way to get the message across. Whereas we have been taught in Quran and in the Hadith that when you speak to someone, even if you have that intention of reformation, it should be done in a soft manner, in a kind manner. قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَا, that speak in a soft and kind and be merciful towards others. That is what will attract people towards the deen and attract people towards the right path instead of being harsh, Mawlana.
Yes, never. The one Hadith Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when kindness is found in anything, it beautifies it, it adorns it. And when kindness is taken away from something, it becomes defective. Whoever is deprived of kindness is deprived of all good. Subhanallah. Just imagine that. Nabi Karim Sallallahu, and talking about the aspect of showing kindness in terms of reformation, that is the theme that we had today. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful example. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this example of how kindness was the way that they used to reform people. So in the Holy Quran, there's this very famous incident. Allah ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to Fir'aun. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه تغى. O Musa, I have given you wahi. The whole fascinating account of how Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wahi, called him to the Mount of Tur. There was a light. They were traveling with his wife, and all of a sudden there was no water, there was no fire, and he saw something there. He saw a light that was from far. إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. Oh my wife, stay here. We don't have water. It is a dark night. We don't have any provisions. I see that there is light there. Let me go there and see that light, and I will bring it. إذ رأى نارا فقال إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. They were lost also. So let me go there. I might get a little bit of fire. Bring it here, and maybe there will be someone there who will be able to show me the road, as we are lost. And of course, when they went there, Allah Ta'ala granted him, wahi. And he said, Innani anallah, O Musa, I am your Lord, remember me. And then the whole conversation between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah Ta'ala took place. And thereafter, Allah Ta'ala told Musa, اذهب إلى فرعون, go to Fir'aun, innahu tagha, he has become rebellious. And then when Allah Ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Fir'aun, he told him, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَةِ, speak to him in a gentle tone. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَةِ لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرْ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Perhaps he will be reminded. Perhaps he will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps he will come upon the right path by you speaking. It is made mention in Ma'riful Quran that someone was very harsh upon Harun al-Rashid, the Umayyad Khalifa. And then Harun al-Rashid reminded him and said, listen to me, you are not better than Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and I'm not more worse than Fir'aun. Yet when Allah ta'ala sent a great prophet like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to such an arrogant and proud person like Fir'aun, he told him, speak kindly. You are not better than Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm not worse than Fir'aun. Why are you speaking to me so harshly? So when people want to reform people, they must bear in mind this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You as an alim, you as someone giving a talk on the mimbar, you as a parent, you as an ustad, you as a teacher, you are not better than Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The people whom you are addressing are not worse than Fir'aun. Yet when Allah ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, be kind, compassionate and considerate, then who are you to choose another path in another way?
Subhanallah, that being kind, being compassionate and showing mercy to others, this is the attributes that the believers should work towards. It's gone 9:30, this is the social program on Radio Islam International, and this week on the program we are speaking about kindness and mercy, the attributes of a reformation. Drop us a message on 0727861548, the lines are also open on 011-854-1548. We take an ad break. When we come back, we will continue.
With Delight's range of cooking oil, spreads, rice and mace meal, you'll be dishing out the most delightful dishes every day. Delight, try it today. Delight is delightful.
This week on the social program, we are speaking about kindness and mercy. We do have a caller on the line. Malana, we'll take that call before we continue. Caller on line 2, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Malana Ibrahim Bam, Muhammad Sulaiman, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, Muhammad Sulaiman, so nice to hear from you. I hope Allah Ta'ala always keep you well, make dua for us, and we make dua for you, inshallah.
Jazakallah. I have something to share with the program.
Mm-hmm.
I asked a wise man, tell me, sir, in which field can I make a great career? He said, with a smile, be a good human being. There is huge opportunity in this area and very little competition.
Jazakallah so much. Really something that we need to keep in mind. And Jazakallah for that. Hazrat Muhammad Hanwi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if you want wazifas and you want other type of things, what to read and how much to then go somewhere else, if you want to reform yourself and become a human being, then come to my khanqah. If you want to reform yourself and come and become a human being, then come to my khanqah, come to my place. Because this is the khanqah where we show emphasis on becoming a human being. Jazakallah so much for that.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continue to contribute to the program either via the WhatsApp line on 0727861548 or even via the lines. The lines are open on 011-854-1548. Well, there's one or two messages that have come through. A message from Sister Farzana in Roshni saying that whenever we are kind towards other people, we should always do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should never ever expect anything in return. It should only be done to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we expect something in return, or we expect that person to be kind to us, the moment they don't show kindness to us, then we'll give up being kind to them as well.
Jazakallah so much. I think it's an extremely important point, because at the end of the day, we don't do kindness to others for matlab, for other reasons. Or nor do we do kindness to others that people must be show kindness. It's a natural thing that you would like it, but if it doesn't happen, you still continue your kindness. Your kindness is because of yourself and not dependent upon how other people treat or don't treat you. Very important point.
Another message that reads here, Maulana, it says that when we speak about kindness, kindness is praising your spouse or even your kids when they do something nice or when they do something good, to praise them. That is also kindness. And kindness is also not being harsh when they are at fault. If they do something wrong and you don't take it out on them, you suppress your anger, you don't shout them, that is also one of the types of kindness.
Definitely. There is no doubt whatsoever that there is different. One of the things that a lot of people say that if I'm being kind, am I compromising upon truth? You don't need to. It's not compromising upon the truth. It's your method that you are using. And therefore, Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to go to Fir'aun, not to compromise. Right? And when he went to Fir'aun, he said he went to Fir'aun and he spoke to him nicely. It doesn't mean he compromised. And he said, why, what must you, what have you come for? He said, send with me Bani Israel. Wala tu'azibhum, and do not be unjust and oppress them. So he told them what needed to be told, but the methodology that you use is very important. Now, to give you an example, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu once.
Mu'adh, before we go to that, do we have another caller? Can we take that call?
Assalamu alaikum, Mulana.
Wa alaikum salam.
Mulana, I just want to contribute to the program. I want to say that you can judge a person by the way he treats those who can do nothing for him, okay? And another one, Mulana, the secret to a contented life is to accept and not expect. So if you accept whatever comes your way, whatever you're doing for the people, and not expect anything in return, then that is a sign that you are doing everything for the pleasure of Allah. You're not expecting anything from that person.
Definitely, yeah. That's one of the things that we have to keep. We have to be selfless in the way we do things. Jazakallah so much for that contribution.
Jima, you can continue speaking about the incident of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi told Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala one day, Ya Mu'adh, inni wahibbuk. Oh Mu'adh, I love you. Ulama have said that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have not used these words for anyone besides Mu'adh. And there are different types of, special favors and dispensations or qualities, attributes, accolades that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave different Sahaba. So he told Muadh, Ya Muadh, inni uhibbuk. He told Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Oh Ali, are you not happy that your place of and your abode in Jannah will be opposite my abode in Jannah? Subhanallah. And he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if you walk on a road, then Shaitan does not walk on that road, Iblis takes another road. So each and everyone has a certain accolade, has a certain type of distinguishing factor, distinguishing characteristic, distinguishing accolade Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave them. Now Hazrat Muadh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Oh Muadh, I love you. Oh Muadh, after this Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, after every salat, read Allahumma inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa usni ibadati. Hazrat Muadh radiallahu anhu said, the way Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me, with such muhabbat, with such love, I never ever missed out that dua in any of my salat. After every salat I used to read it. Now you see how that became engraved in the heart and the actions of Muadh by Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's loving nature. Even you know the way sometimes we would have said, parni gadera, you know, you read this, so you know, otherwise I'll hit you. That particular matter, how is it going to come? How is it going to be penetrated? The moment the stick is not there, he forgets about it.
Right.
So if you want to bring about a change in people and want to reform, reform with kindness and muhabbat. Even with regard to the children who sometimes, you know, what we say, go a little bit off the line. There are enough people who criticize them. But just continue being good. I remember someone gave me a small booklet with the advisors of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. And in there it is said that Luqman alayhi salam gave advisors to his son, who initially was not obedient, initially was not on the right path. He had taken a wrong path. But by the constant advising of Luqman, he turned his way. Right? How many? Look at Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. I mean, the brothers threw him in the well for him to be oblivious, for him to perhaps die, for him to be never to come back. And then when he saw them, what did he say? لا تسريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم لنا ولكم. There is no reproach upon you. Go, I have forgiven you. May Allah also forgive you. Huh? And he made dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he saw his brothers and he saw his father and his mother and he saw the interpretation of his dream, which he saw many a times before, that he saw the sun and the moon and the nine stars making sijda in front of him, you know. And then when he said, well, what did he say? Udkhulu qala ya abati hadha ta'wilu ruya qad ja'ala wa qara ahsana bi akhrajani min as-sijni wa ja'a bikum min al-badwi min ba'di an nazagha ash-shaytanu bayni wa bayni ikhwati. That shaitan tried to create enmity and hostility between me and my brothers. Look at how he put it. They put him into the well. And Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, shaitan tried to bring about enmity and hostility. He put it in their heart to put me in the well. And subhanallah.
Ma, we do have another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. I have a question for Malana. If Malana could bridge the gap between kindness and reciprocation.
Explain to me what you mean. Reciprocating means someone reciprocating to what you are doing. So, for example, if a person is kind, I must be kind. If he is harsh, I must be harsh. Is that what you are meaning?
Hello? Sister, are you still on the line?
Hello?
Yes.
When it comes to kindness and compassion and with others, so should you, how should it be reciprocated?
Okay, let me put that, inshallah. Jazakallah for that.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, the natural way of a human being, the natural way of a civilized human being is, when someone treats you kindly, you also treat someone back kindly. That's al jazaa ul ihsan illa al ihsan. Isn't the normal reciprocation of kindness kindness? Right. Now, but very importantly, and jazakallah for bringing that, to reciprocate kindness with kindness is a natural thing. Even a dog would do that. Even an animal, if you show kindness to an animal, it will reciprocate in kindness. Al jazaa ul ihsan illa al ihsan. But the great character that Islam wishes for its adherence is that you be kind even if the other person is not kind. So we see, I'll give you two examples of it, Quran and Hadith. So in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه do not reciprocate harsh, do not reciprocate with harshness and bad character with like-minded. So if someone is bad to you, don't be the same. Itfa billati hiya ahsan. If someone is bad and bad in character, you be good to him. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ That person who is an enemy will become your friend. Subhanallah. Look at another hadith of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْوَاسِلُ بِالْمُكَافِي. Right? He does not fulfill the rights of relatives who believe if they are good to me, I will be good to them. That's a common perception nowadays. Unfortunately, it's not the right perception. That if my siblings, if my relatives are good to me, I will be good to them. If they are like that, why must I worry? I mean, they are like that, why must I worry? Allah Ta'ala tells you to be kind to relatives. It's not dependent upon how they behave to you. Allah commanded you to be kind to them. Whether they do it or not, it's their business. But Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاسِلِ إِذَا قَطِعَتْ رَحِمُهَا وَصَلْتُهَا That he fulfills the rights of relatives, that even if they are bad to him, even if they don't fulfill his rights, he fulfills their rights and he is kind towards them. So this particular aspect of reciprocation, to show kindness to those who show you kindness, it's a natural thing. Allah has made mention of it in the Holy Quran. It is something that even animals do. The high standard that Islam wants for its adherents is that even if people are bad towards you, and even if they don't behave good to you, you still continue behaving good towards them.
SubhanAllah, that is the life of a believer and the teachings of our deen, that we should be kind towards other people. We should always try to be kind to them and compassionate towards them. Continue to send through your interactions, 0727861548. The lines are also open on 011-854-1548. We are speaking about kindness and mercy, the attributes of reformation. Malana, one or two messages that have come through, mostly of quotes that people have sent through. The one saying that to be kind, this is the way of a Muslim, the life of a Muslim. Our deen teaches us everything that is correct. We need to start to implement these teachings in our life. And there was one that came in earlier that says that kindness makes makes you the most beautiful person in the world, no matter what you look like. That kindness will make you look like the most beautiful person in the world.
There's a certain beauty that is to kindness that is over and above a person's appearance. Be kind, there will be a certain attraction towards you irrespective of your physical attributes or your physical, how you look physically. SubhanAllah.
Another message that has come through here from Uncle Yaqub saying that no act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. Sometimes it's that small act of kindness, you don't know how far it will reach. It creates that ripple effect. It spreads kindness. So we should never feel that this act of kindness is insignificant.
Definitely. Allah Ta'ala tells us, the ulama have made mention, some of the series of hadith, that emulate the characteristics of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if kindness is an attribute of Allah which has no limit and encompasses all without discrimination, then we are also supposed to be like that. Look at Allah Ta'ala's mercy and kindness. Ya ibadi alladhina qul, say unto my bondsmen who have done wrong. You know, when you start thinking about this ayat, it is so beautiful. Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala is not addressing the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah is not attributing saints. Allah is not attributing walis. Allah is not attributing those who have done good, who are pious. Allah is addressing people who are sinners like you and I. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ya ibadi, O my bondsman, O my banda, O my servant, who has done wrong, look at how he put it, asrafu, who has transgressed the bounds upon himself, you know, you have done wrong, but you have done wrong not to me. You have done wrong to yourself. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru al-dhunuba jami'a. Allah Ta'ala will forgive all type of sins, provided you are sincere in repentance.
Subhanallah, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we see this in the Quran, we read the different ayat, we see this in the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these are, Allah is the most merciful and Allah is the most kind, and we need to learn from this as well. When someone wrongs us, when someone does something that we don't agree with, learn to overlook, learn to forgive that person. This is also being a part of kindness. Malaya, you can continue.
Yes, Malaya, I think we have spoken by and large, how kindness. Even many times people tell me with regard to the children, I'm going to make mention of one very important point. You know, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Ta'ala has told us how to deal with children. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so compassionate with regard to children. Abu Bukra was a young child who used to run in the masjid. He used to come late, and when he used to come late, he used to run towards getting the rakat. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told about it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Abu Bukra, and look at the way he told him. Oh Abu Bukra, may Allah Ta'ala increase your enthusiasm. I mean, you're running to the masjid to get the salat. So beautiful. Allah increase your enthusiasm for salat. But next time, don't do like that. It is not good to run in the masjid. Rather, come early and walk in a dignified manner. And even if you are late, don't run. Huh? Walk in a dignified manner. If you get the salat and if you get the rakat, alhamdulillah. If you don't get the rakat, then read it afterwards. It's not good. It's not the best of things. But comparatively, even if you are late, walk with dignity rather than running in the masjid, which is not appropriate for the musalli, for the one who is performing salat, and not appropriate for the masjid. You don't go and run and make a spectacle. You walk dignified. You can just hasten your steps a little bit as you come to the place that is right, but don't run. Running is not something that is appropriate to the masjid. Now look at how did he tell him, you know, may Allah increase your enthusiasm, but don't do so. He didn't that sort of, Hazrat Muawiyah bin Hakam, he heard that, you know, when someone sneezes, you must say, Alhamdulillah. So he sneezed and he said, loudly, Alhamdulillah, so loud that the whole masjid heard. Now, that's not the way to do it if you are in a Jamaat Salat. And people started looking at him and he started saying, why are you looking at me like that? You know, what did I do wrong? I just did the Alhamdulillah as I was told that when you sneeze, you must say, Alhamdulillah, not knowing that you are supposed to say it softly rather than loudly. And he said that I felt very, very, you know, ashamed, and I felt very embarrassed. And all of a sudden, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam summoned me after the masjid. After the salat, I became even more embarrassed. What did I do? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who said Alhamdulillah so loud? He disturbed the salat of people. He said, I felt more embarrassed. Then I went to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and these words of his are shining in the books of Sirah. Ma darabani, wala qaharani, wala shatamani. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't hit me. He didn't abuse me. He didn't shout me. Ma ra'aytu mu'alliman qablahu wala ba'dahu ahsana min. I never saw a muallim, either before or after, better than our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He told me, O Muawiyah, when you read your salat and you sneeze, or you say something, or in the masjid, don't shout very loud. It is not appropriate, because the masjid is a place of dignity and a place of serenity.
Subhanallah. Ma, there's a message that has come through here from one of the listeners, and they are seeking some advice. They're saying that they have tried very hard to keep the muhabba within the family, to be kind and caring with certain family members, but whenever they go to their door, they always misunderstand things. They bring up things from the past. This hurts me. And this person then saying, I don't know how long I can continue to take this when it keeps on happening. I keep overlooking, but it happens every time. I leave with a smile, but when I come home, I cry in my heart and it affects my health. How should I handle this situation?
You know, if for example, a great amount of interaction causes misunderstandings, then minimize the interaction. Right, so that there isn't more different types of misunderstandings. But don't break ties. Don't break ties. Keep the action to the minimum, but don't break ties. So just keep it to the minimum. For example, if there is a good occasion, then make a phone call, give a gift. But if, for example, a lot of interaction causes misunderstanding, then minimize the interaction, but don't break ties. From your side, do good as much as you can do, and if they don't reciprocate, they are responsible.
And the one you're saying, Mona, that when it comes to kindness, we should never expect from other people, just do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what will really bring you reward and bring you happiness. We do have another caller on the line. We'll just take it very quickly. Okay, we seem to have lost that caller. Ma, just a few minutes left. Anything else, Ma, I would like to add on?
Yeah, I was hoping to do. Maybe next week we'll do it, Ma. Let me just give you a breakdown of what I wanted to do. And maybe, you see, we all know kindness is a good thing, right? How do we display kindness? Let us find ways of doing kindness in our community that is a good thing. So, you know, how can we do that? There are so many different ways that we can do it, and I will, inshallah, maybe pass it on. But basically, kindness is something that we always should be. Allah Ta'ala is kind, Allah is gentle, Allah loves gentleness and kindness. He rewards for gentleness and kindness. What he does not reward for harshness, and he does not reward for anything else. Like, for example, plant something edible. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said in a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, if any Muslim plants something or sows a seed from which a humanity or a bird or an animal eats, it's counted as a charity for him. Subhanallah. Now, sometimes you do something small. Pour water into someone's glass or get someone a glass of water. Mm. Right? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked which charity is the best. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi providing water. But yes, we can say, all right, the best way of providing water is to dig a well or a borehole. You know, so that is one of the best. Sa'd bin Ubadah said, O Messenger of Allah, Umme Sa'd, the mother of Sa'd has died. What charity is the best? So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi said, providing water. So Sa'd bin Ubadah dug a well and said, this is for Umme Sa'd, this is for my mother. Huh? So just look at that. So now, providing water, you can provide it on a big scale. Going to make a borehole. Jamiat is doing boreholes in Malawi and is doing boreholes in South Africa. And we have put it out into the open with regard to the price, with regard to it. But if you can't do it on a big scale, you know, someone is sitting there, you bring water for them. You know, is there a gathering? And you're going to bring water. What a beautiful. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. You know, among the فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَعُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. Curses be upon the one who even doesn't have the ability to give smile, small kindness. Who stays away and avoids small kindness. Giving someone a glass of water. Sometimes you see people who are working out there in the open, you know. You see them working there in the open, and it is a very hot day. Go and buy one liter of water and go and give it to them. Go and buy it cold and go and give it to them. What a beautiful way of showing kindness to people. Huh? So this is something that maybe perhaps more we can do next week. Let us look at the way we can show kindness to people, and maybe people will come up with good ideas for us in doing that, inshallah.
Inshallah. We look forward to that program next week. Malana, jazakumullah khairan for the lovely program. We've come to the end of the program, and inshallah we speak to Malana next week.
Inshallah, jazakumullah so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That brings us to the end of the program this week. The topic was kindness and mercy, the attributes of reformation. That as a believer, we have been taught in Quran, we've been taught in Hadith, in the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum as well, that they always showed kindness towards other people, whether they were dealing with other people in the community, whether they were dealing with other people in their family, with the children as well, they always were kind. This is the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. If you are kind towards people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be kind to you. That brings us to the end of the program. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.